You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen.
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 Here's Johnny.
John Peterson.
Johnny Gordon. Oh, Johnny Gordon.
Sing along.
WMDX 92.7, and this is John and Gordy in the morning.
6 minutes past the hour, sunshine to start your Friday. It's going to be hot and humid this afternoon, high near 90, and right now 75 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Start the school year off right with a mattress set built just for your student. Time for them to get a better night's sleep with the new Verlo Mattress. They have twin sets starting at $399, full-size sets starting at $499, all kinds of savings during back-to-school time during the month of August. Check them out on Madison's east side or west side, or just go to verlo.com for more information.
I'm going to debut our new slogan here.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
I remind people to check out the Civic Media app and and choose our station, listen to it.
You got
and
a
listen,
slogan.
Listen to it in your car. You know, beaming it in with your Bluetooth.
Yes.
And tune in and turn on.
You came up with that?
That was great.
That sounds like something I heard back in 1968.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Tune in, turn
does
on,
sound
drop fam- out.
Does
drop
sound
out.
Familiar.
Okay. Okay.
Tune in, turn on.
Okay.
All right.
Got it. Is Savannah Tomei Olson with us? Yes, she is, because it's Friday and we want to know what's happening around Madison. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's We're going
good.
We're doing all right. It's Friday.
Good. Yeah.
It is Friday. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness.
You know, I was wondering how important it is for the transit to at least have inspections and maintain their buses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What can we expect from that?
You were wondering that?
Yes, I was actually wondering that.
And guess what? Savannah has a story on that.
Oh, my gosh, isn't that crazy?
A coincidence.
Yeah. Now, the union that represents a bunch of workers for Metro Transit say that the city is way behind on maintenance and a bunch of fixes and on inspections, which are required by federal law. So they put out this statement saying that, you know, they have mechanics that are working overtime trying to get to things, but they basically accuse Metro of mismanagement, saying that they don't have enough people to get all this stuff done. And the city responded and said that they're pretty much doing their best trying to work together and get everything done in time. Usually when you get statements from both sides of these kinds of issues, from the union and from the organization, there's not much they agree on. But both of them told me that they know that stuff is about to get real, real busy as kids go back to school. Lots of them take Metro Transit, especially high schoolers.
Sure.
And of course, once they have students back on UW-Madison's campus, tons more people will be taking the buses then too. So I think it's kind of a race against the clock over there trying to get a bunch of stuff done.
Does this include the BRT?
It includes all the buses.
Okay. All right. Okay. Because the BRT is one way of helping students get from outside of Madison back into town very easily and very quickly instead of going through the long, arduous bus system and bus routes, right? So
it'll be interesting to see what, you know, to see how quickly they can get back on top of things.
Yeah.
Now, Savannah, what's the story about this local science summer camp? This blows my mind. They're geared toward kids with autism. I have two grandkids that are on the spectrum. Now, this summer camp, they may have to shut down because feds are pulling some funding. Is that the case?
That's right. So the head of climate research over at UW-Madison started these camps about 4 years ago. His wife is autistic. His son is autistic. And he basically just saw a need that there were kids who were interested in STEM fields or maybe aren't interested in STEM fields but could benefit from having a space that's just for them, where they're not the outlier, right? That's geared toward them.
Yes.
And they spend a lot of time on stuff like the weather and the water cycle, and they do all kinds of experiments. There's a camp in Beloit, a camp in Madison, and a camp in Baraboo. And just before the summer was set to start and they were ready to start these camps, they got notified from the National Science Foundation, which provided the grants, that their grant was being canceled because it was considered DEI, because it's geared toward kids on the spectrum and other neurodivergent children.
DEI? Really? Really?
Yep. They're using DEI to just eliminate everything, defund everything in government. And this is just another perfect example of the insanity that this is spreading throughout the government at this point. It's just ridiculous. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. And they... How many other camps, you know, science camps include those on the spectrum, right. Autism?
Yeah.
I mean, none. None. Yeah. You're right. You have to have extra money in order to handle something like that anyway.
Well, and that's exactly why he started these camps in the first
right.
place.
Right.
So that these kids had a place where they feel safe. He said
yes.
he has families. So, you know, from Baraboo to Beloit,
yeah.
Michael Notaro is the director of the Climate Research Center, and he told me that he has kids from a 300-mile radius who come to this camp, and kids who are a little older who have come in years past and are now basically like junior helpers at the camp.
Yeah.
And he said parents say, I just never expected my kid to grow like this and to be able to, you know, be this involved and even be helping other kids learn. It really mm-hmm. makes a difference for these kids to yes. participate. Luckily, private donors stepped up to keep it going this summer, but now he's trying to figure out basically where to go from here.
Good. Okay. Boy, this is just a heartbreaker. Mm-hmm. It really is. All right. Well, that brings everybody down, yeah, doesn't it?
I know.
Well, Savannah, thank you for joining us this morning. I know you have one more story here about bugs in Madison. They are pretty bad this year. Mosquitoes.
But we're tired of bugs.
They're bad. Yeah, the bottom line is we can thank the weather.
Yeah. Big surprise.
Drier right. years. Yeah, okay. And now we have a wet one. And so, you know.
That's why. Yep.
We'll blame Brittany Merlot on that one.
Thank you, Savannah. We appreciate that report. Right. Savannah Tomei-Olson from WMDX News.
They're using DEI to do this kind of stuff. This is just picking on everybody.
It's awful.
And it's, you know, I don't understand how the CJs and my mega friend in Milwaukee can come, you know, seeing this stuff happen, how they can put up with this. I don't understand how they can say, well, that's okay. Well, no, we draw the line here. Do they ever draw the line anywhere? Do they care about anybody? Yeah. And this is, you know, just a waste.
Yes.
An absolute waste.
Yeah.
Man.
Anyway. It is 7:14 coming up.
I know.
It's very upsetting.
Yeah. Because when there's a camp like this, these individuals, they're excited. You know, something's there for them to excel in. And feel some kind of accomplishment, and it's such a great cause, and then they pull the funding for this?
Yeah, the federal funding.
It's just unbelievable.
But thank goodness, as Savannah mentioned, you know, some local funding
for this year.
For this year, yeah. Okay.
Wow.
I want to remind you that this is a free ticket Friday. We're giving away a 4-pack of tickets to some lucky listener out there for the Brewers game coming up next Wednesday against Pittsburgh, Wednesday the 13th. If you text us the word ground, you can get on the Civic Media app, find the WMDX site there, and text us the word ground. Do that before 8 a.m. You'll be in for this statewide contest. We'll notify you if you are the winner. Again, it's for a 4-pack of great club-level seats at AmFam Field for Wednesday, August 13th against Pittsburgh. Ground is the key word.
That's right.
G-R-O-U-N-D. Okay, right. Catherine is on the phone here.
All right.
With a comment. Good morning, Catherine.
Yeah, of course, you're in trouble for everything. You're in trouble. That's why I'm calling. No.
What did we do or not do this time?
You didn't do a damn thing. You didn't do a damn thing. Here's what it is.
Yeah.
Here's what I hear you and every other person in media talking about DEI.
Yeah.
DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. I'm tired of saying DEI. I want to say diversity, equity, and inclusion over and over again, because that's the evil we're rooting out. That's the evil we're trying not to have around anymore? That's a bad thing. And so when a university expresses DEI in some way, we need to punish them. If a program for children is punished because it has DEI, diversity, right, that's wrong. Please,
yeah, I know.
Explain to me when diversity became a bad thing, when inclusion of your child who has a different set of skills than my child, why that's wrong. Equity? When did equity become a bad thing?
Yeah,
I don't understand. Fix it. That's what I'm calling you to do. Fix it, Peterson, Young, fix it.
I agree with you. I think the right wing likes to use these acronyms in order to soften the blow of whatever they're using the acronym for, and DEI is a perfect example of that, and I think you're saying the exact right thing. I did mention diversity, equity, inclusion in our discussion, but we have to bring that up more often. It was a point that Pete Buttigieg brought up.
Yeah.
Remember that when he defined each one of those words?
Yeah.
And he says, this is bad.
Yeah.
This is what we should avoid doing.
Yeah. This is what they want the opposite of.
Right.
More of that, please.
They don't
more
want
Pete.
Diversity.
Play that as your, play Pete's bit as your open every damn show, because that's exactly what the problem is. This is crazy town.
Yeah,
it is. It's nuts. All right, I know.
All right, Kathy.
I know. Thank you for getting that out. I feel the same way.
Let's go to our next caller.
I just get so frustrated.
Thank you for that call, Catherine. Dick is on the line. Dick, good morning. What do you got for us?
Good morning. I'm calling for the immediate resignation of Donald Trump based on, first of all, he's woefully unqualified for the job. But secondly, in a country where a convicted felon can't vote, why in the hell should one be able to be president?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's as simple as that, isn't it? That's it. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right, Dick, I appreciate that. Wow.
Yeah,
it's crazy stuff, you know? And then, you know, I had this story, I was going to get to it here, and why not at least touch on it? It's a $600 tax credit for, it's the tariff. Tax credit of $600 for each American out there, okay?
Okay.
Now, this is supposed to pay down the debt. And I think this tariff money is being used for a future tax cut. They'll say, oh, we have all this money coming into the government. Let's give another tax cut. When we're actually paying for this in the price of everything we buy, this isn't some kind of magical money coming from another country. It's us paying the extra money for the products we buy from overseas. It's our money, and we're getting it back, $600 tax credit. Wow. Are we lucky people or what?
But I mean, the estimates are that we're going to pay $2,500 more because of these tariffs, something like that.
A family of four will be paying $2,500 more a year. And here's one. One person texted this. Trump is once again bragging about his administration raising trillions, not billions, in tariff revenue. Can anyone tell him the American people pay the tariff? That's how simple it is.
Yeah.
All right.
It is 7:19. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can get a fast and flexible appointment. They're family-owned and community-focused. Give them a call, 608-249-4077. Madison Hearing Aid Center. They are helping people change their lives, improving the quality of life through better hearing. Go to their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning on your Friday, right here from Madison, Wisconsin on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX really is killing us all. The idea of the American dream, according to MAGA, anyway. 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. It's time once again to check in with Brittany Merlot and find out what's going on in the weather around the Madison area. What do you got for us today, Brittany?
Ooh, how about a little bit of everything? High heat, thunderstorms in the batter's box, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, that sounds good to me.
It's going to be humid again. Yeah, really hot, though.
Dew points are already skyrocketing here.
Right? I feel you, John. I'm just looking at these dew points like, oh, my hair is a frizzy, curly mess.
Yeah.
It's already going. I mean, but hey, it's summer. It's summer. You know.
I know.
We got this.
Yeah.
So we're going to scrape about 90 degrees today. Dew points in the 70s. So it'll probably feel about 100 degrees. No big deal.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's that feel like temperature that we're sticking with here, you know?
Sticking
and
with,
I mean,
right?
Sticking,
we're sure sticking
exactly
to the seats of the car.
Exactly.
Sticking to the AC, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what about the weekend? Is it going to stick around, the heat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it sure is. We get to scrape 90 degrees one more day tomorrow. Still high humidity, just feeling gross. So gross today and tomorrow, but sunny, summery. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to... Both sides of the story there. Some love it, some hate it. And then tomorrow afternoon, we're going to look at strong to severe thunderstorms headed our way.
Oh, boy.
Probably around 3 o'clock. Could start around 1, but I'm going with 3 today. I mean, tomorrow. And we're going to see it going and going. Rounds of rain. And it's not just going to be one hit here and gone. It's going to sit here. This front is going to stall over the southern parts of the state. So we're looking at strong storms probably tomorrow afternoon through the evening. High winds are possible. Hail is possible. Yeah. And heavy rainfall where we could pick up a quick 3 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the system stalls over us, totals could be approaching 5 inches in places. So a huge flooding risk. The Weather Prediction Center's got us in a marginal to slight risk both the next 2 days for high rain, excessive rainfall, flooding, all of that. So a lot going on.
Yeah.
We're really pretty much trading off the high heat and humidity for a very, very wet weekend.
I think we need it, though. I think a lot of the plants and our gardens need a little bit of that rain, definitely.
Yeah.
A little. I wish it wasn't so much all at once, right?
Yeah. That's how it happens now, you know, with climate change.
Sure does.
Okay.
And to throw that in for the folks listening to the show.
Well, you have a good weekend. You have any big plans for the weekend?
Yeah, what do you got planned?
Yeah,
I'm going to go storm chasing, obviously, because it's going to be all over the state.
Yeah.
And then I might escape north of the front while it's ongoing by you guys and try to go to the beach on Lake Superior or something like that.
Wow, really? That would be great. Yeah.
Okay.
I bet it would be fun.
Yes.
All right.
All right. We'll check in with you next week.
Yep.
All right. Have a good weekend, guys.
See you later.
Yes. Yep. That's our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Okay.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Hey, Rocker's coming up in about 10 minutes with the Max Inc. preview.
Yeah.
What do we got here? Let's see.
Well, I have something. You know, the movie theaters have been playing a lot of ads lately.
Yeah.
Have you gone to the movies and seen these long list of ads?
Well, I've heard
of course, there are.
I want to see Naked Gun with Liam Neeson.
There are trailers included,
but
they've got the ads now. And AMC had announced that they added like 10 minutes more of ads.
Oh, great.
And that created a firestorm from not just the movie studios, but the fans as well. Get this. What happens is they added like 10 minutes, so it's suddenly almost a half hour.
Yeah.
Of ads and trailers, right?
Before the movie.
Yeah. And they told everybody that. So the movie starts at, you know, 30 minutes after we listed in the newspaper as starting. So you can turn up 30 minutes later if you don't like to. Well, the movie theaters didn't exactly like that idea because they're promoting their next movie with trailers. And that means that people will be skipping the trailers.
Right.
And the promotion of their next movie, all their movies. And they didn't like that at all. And, of course, you know, the public really disliked the idea of going to something like this. So they said, well, we're not going to show up for you know, 30 minutes, and we'll get there just in time for the movie. And that means that no one gets to see the movie trailer.
I mean, that's what I do, like, before a movie as well. I just went to see Jurassic World, that new Jurassic World movie. And we, I mean, you know, I went with my girlfriend, and we just went 10 minutes after it was said it was supposed to start. Like, we always go way later than it normally says it will because of that 30-minute ad. It's just craziness.
Well, you know, the thing with me is I kind of need that 30 minutes. 20 minutes because my son is never ready on time. My older son, Gen Z, man, 26 years old, you think you get, you know, some kind of watch or something. I am just, you know, it's like, yeah, well, yeah, I'm coming. Yeah, it's like, you know, 10 minutes later, we should be at the theater. We should be in there. And the thing is, the biggest complaint I have is that we don't have time to get the popcorn. We get popcorn because we're on the club. You know, we get a special, you know.
You get the special deal.
Special deal.
Yeah.
And I want to get the free popcorn. We never get there in time to get the damn popcorn because of him. Now, if they add 10 more minutes of commercials, I'm there, you know.
So you're okay with
it. We can wait in line, get the popcorn, make it into the theater, and see the entire movie as it was meant to be seen.
Thank goodness. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I got that off my chest.
I'm glad you did.
I'm glad I finally got that out.
Okay. Boy. 29 minutes past the
that's
hour.
Johnny at the movies.
Okay. And by the way, we're going to have Pete Schwab in next week.
Oh, yes.
You guys can talk about some of the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely want to talk to him about what's happening at Disney and all the streaming channels. They're changing their formats dramatically.
All right. Hey, when we return from the Midwest Farm and Food Report, we will be joined by Rocker. He's in the studio with the Max Inc. preview. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning, right here on WMDX Madison.
Rockin' with Rocker on WMDX. John and Gordy in the Morning with Rocker in the studio today.
Morning, Rocker.
What's happening, guys?
Oh, you are, man.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to get you guys some new songs so I'm not associated with these, like, weird little tunes you have.
All right.
Just give us full disclosure. I'm not related to those tunes that they use in the opening segment here. Okay.
All right. Give us a half a dozen songs you want to be associated with.
Yeah.
We'll make a new montage.
We would love to do that.
Yeah. Hey, before we get to Rocker, it's a free ticket Friday. I want to remind you we have a 4-pack of Brewers tickets up for grabs for the game coming up on August 13th against Pittsburgh. The key word, and you got to get this texted to us before 8 a.m., ground is the key word, G-R-O-U-N-D. For a 4-pack of Brewer tickets, you'll be in the running for that, and we'll select a winner later today, and we'll let you know. Again, tune in all day, as each host will have a different keyword, meaning you'll have 5 total chances to win. It is a statewide contest on the Civic Media Network. Again, ground is the key word for this hour up until 8 a.m. And this portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Start the school year off right with a mattress set built just for your student. They'll get a better night's sleep. They'll do better in school. Yes, you can count on that. Verlo Mattress, 2 locations, east side and west side. Go to verlo.com for more information and check out their lifetime comfort guarantee. Again, the back-to-school sale going on all this month at Verlo Mattress. Okay,
Rocker. Do we really think students need any sleep at all?
No.
They really don't. They don't get the sleep.
They don't sleep.
They never have.
No, they never have. Well, Rocker, what do you got for us today?
Oh, man, I am refreshed from a week off after Atwood Fest.
Yeah.
And that was hugely
that was
successful.
Great,
thanks
it?
For coming down, guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was
and
wonderful.
Helping out and announcing some bands. We had a great time.
You betcha.
WMDX tent was just cranking. Those guys had a good time.
Yes. Well, you know,
thanks to Dom. He was out there, too.
People are still talking Dom. About my T-shirt toss into the audience. They're still talking about it to this day.
Yes.
I think you could make it all the way to the catcher if you were throwing a baseball like in a game.
I could.
Almost.
And yeah, it's the damn T-shirts unfurled before
blame
they got
it on
to
the T-shirt.
Before
that's a good
they
idea.
Got to the people I wanted to give them to.
That's just technique, dude.
Okay. we'll have a T-shirt gun one of these days, I swear.
There you go.
Okay, so what's happening?
Oh, Max Inc. Radio every weekend, Saturday night, 6 to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. Featured local Wisconsin-made music, interviews, and live from the Mad City. This Saturday night, we have Eakin Park Fest, Tom Running. He's going to be in to tell us about the festival that happens Saturday, August 16th on Coolidge Street. That's just over by Oscar Mayer, 11 to 8 p.m. They have music, food, community games featuring the Broken Boards, Cherry Toad, Seesaw, The Flavor That Kills, and more. Find more information at EakinPark.org or listen to Tom Running in here from Eakin Park Saturday night. And Jessica Lanius, she is the co-founder of Art House 360 and artistic director of the Theater Lila. And Art House 360 is in Verona. They're having a ribbon cutting August 14th at 10 a.m., Dancing with the Arts, and a fundraiser on August 15th. You got to hear about this whole new facility that they came together. It's a nonprofit over on the west side that's supporting the arts, music, and all kinds of good things. And that's all tomorrow. Max Inc. Radio right here, 92.7 WMDX, 6 to 9 p.m. Let's talk about some shows that are happening in Madison, especially this weekend, tonight. Brewgrass Fridays concert series. We've talked about it before. Lakefront Plaza at the Edgewater Hotel on Lake Mendota, Friday, August 8th. That's tonight is Charlie Parr. But they have a classic Wisconsin fish fry, rye bread, fries, coleslaw. I mean, live music starts at 6. Food starts at 5. And coming up this month on Brewgrass Fridays on the 22nd of August, it's the Jimmies. On the 29th of August, it's Shotgun Jane. And then Adam Gruhl and the Space Burritos comes here at the beginning of September on the 5th. And it's really cool out there on the lake. You get to see the Brewgrass Fridays. Tonight, Charlie Parr. And Charlie is a true American band balladeer. Get that right. In the folk and blues scene, he's from Minneapolis, Duluth area. And Charlie's collaboration with Mule Resophonic Guitars launched a new Parr Mule, a wooden body tricone resonator, with a personal design for Charlie. So he actually has a guitar made for him. It's pretty crazy. You can get more info at Mule Resophonic Guitars and more info on Charlie at charlieparr.com. That's with two R's. Right now, this song, Anaconda, was recorded at Clover Lake Banjo Shop in Fort Collins. This is Charlie Parr from 2024, Anaconda.
Chevrolet. A young woman dreams about her escape from a way of life to which she could not relate. Poor and thin, her options are very slim. Scourged and abused by all of her kin. Tell me where to begin. This world.
Good.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I'm looking at the website now for resonators.
Yes.
And the Resonic guitar. That's an interesting looking instrument. I really like it.
It's very beautiful.
Resophonic, really neat.
Kind of made for slide.
That's right. Yeah, Charlie's a big slide player. He's just a really, really great artist. And tonight at the Edgewater Hotel, go down there and check out Charlie Parr for Brewgrass Fridays. Hey, Let's get heavy.
Okay.
Heavy? All right.
All right. How heavy?
A Baden's End. They are an award-winning, all-original hard rock band hailing from Spring Green, Wisconsin. Huh. They are multi-mama and Whammy Award winners. They just won Song of the Year again this year with the Whammies. Hmm. Friday, August 8th, they are at the High Noon Saloon. So that's tonight with Mars Hall and West on 12. And, oh, by the way, Abaddon Zen is playing with Ironplow.
Oh.
They're coming up Sunday, September 14th at the Crucible. It's a fundraiser for Big John Smolek. Go play God. Mm-hmm. You know, he had some hardships. He had diabetes for a year, laid up in the hospital, had his leg amputated above the knee. So we're having a fundraiser. My comeback concert is going to be a fundraiser for a fellow drummer, Big John Smolek.
Good for you.
That's going to be with Baden's End, Iron Plow, Revolution X, and Mother Hive. Make sure to bring your earplugs. More info about Baden's End at Baden's End.
You're saying it's
going to
be loud.
It might, slightly. Yeah. Like your watch is going to say, you are in a loud environment. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But they are playing tonight at the High Noon Saloon with Mars Hall and West on 12. Let's listen to this. This is their latest song. It's called World This Cold. This is a Baden's End.
Abaddon's End, you know, heavy. Hard rock, Spring Green is known for their hard rock bands.
Yeah. So,
what do you expect, you know?
Well, everybody's got to live somewhere, John. You live in Middleton.
Well, you nailed me.
And they do have.
You got me on that one.
You know, they do have the house on the rock there.
That's
so,
right.
You know, that's why. It's hard rock. Music.
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Yeah, right. Know?
It's a great little town. But, go see Abaddon's End there tonight at the High Noon Saloon, and then later with Iron Plow.
Yes.
We'll be talking about that later.
Okay.
Let's move on. There's another show happening tonight. Mm-hmm. If you're not so heavy, maybe you're a little funky, little R&B. It's the sweaty soul music of the Burrows with the Periodicals, a local band here. The Burrows are from Greeley, Colorado. Friday, August 8th at 8 p.m., they're going to be at the Gamma Ray Bar right up by the Capitol. And band leader and frontman Johnny Burrows, he sings, he dances, he screams audiences into a revival-like frenzy. His dynamite nine-piece band includes sizzling horns and powerhouse rhythm section made up of some of the Colorado's most versatile and in-demand musicians. Wow. You can find more about them at theburrowssoul.com. Yeah. That's B-U-R-R-O-U-G-H. Yes, burrowssoul.com. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to a song. We got enough time for a song there?
I think so, yeah.
This is Found My Groove, the Burrows.
To all the negativity, I just say it do. Because I just woke up to the fact that I don't need to be like you. Oh my God. I think I just found my groove. Good Lord, I think I just found my groove. Good God, I think I just found my groove. Fresh kicks, fresh trips, and I'm on my way.
Nice.
Wow.
Funky groove.
that is fun?
That is really, really clean. I love that. Boy, the bass in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's crazy. I was looking at some of the videos. Just really good. You can find them on YouTube pretty easy, The Burrows. And Insider Secret.
I like
I'm contacting them to see if we can get them at Atwood Fest next year. I think they would be perfect.
Yeah. Perfect.
And we got time for one more here?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Labor Fest. It's Labor Fest 2025, Monday, September 1st at noon. It's at the Madison Labor Temple over on Park Street. Mm-hmm. And the Periodicals and VO5, the Atwood Fest Darlings. They're going to be playing there. The South Central Federation of Labor, AFL, and CIO presents Labor Fest 2025. The periodical start at noon, and VO5 is at 3 p.m., and the Solidarity Roll Call is at 2 p.m. Food carts, two magic shows, face painting, balloon twisting, and a bounce house. A lot of stuff for kids, too, so bring the kids. There'll be a special Labor Day collection to help students who are homeless in the MMSD Transition Education Program. So gift cards of all types, backpacks, markers, colored pencils are all appreciated. But from Madison and Milwaukee, the periodicals merge Northern Soul, classic R&B, and alternative rock. We've heard them a couple times. This time, we're bringing in another new song. This is the Periodicals. Find more about them at theperiodicalsband.com.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Sounds great.
And we should remind you that they're actually tonight with the Burroughs, who we just heard. So it's the Burroughs and the Periodicals.
Wow.
Tonight at the Gamma Ray Bar. And, of course, then you can see the Periodicals coming up at Labor Fest on September 1st.
All right. We will continue with the Maxing preview with Rocker coming up in just a moment here on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I need good music. Good, good music. It always feels so good to hear good music.
WMDX 92.7. We'll have to find new music for Rocker. I'm sure this irritates the hell out of him as well.
Well, actually, I was thinking of good music, maybe thinking good music over on University, the music store that was originally Good and Loud.
Good and Loud music.
I remember it turned into good music.
It was a great after place. A while.
Yeah, that was that's a place where I bought a lot of my drum equipment in the 80s.
Yeah, I remember Good and Loud.
Definitely.
Well, if your music has been too loud lately and maybe you need a little help, why not check in with MadisonHearingAidCenter.com? Oh. Yeah, I like that. 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned and community-focused. They're helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Call them today if you need help, 608-249-4077.
That's right.
Yeah. Or check out their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
When you get there, say hello to Jim and Sarah.
Yep.
From John and Gordy.
Yes. All right, Rocker. Please continue.
Oh, well, speaking of good music, and that was over in Middleton, right?
Yeah.
So Middleton Good Neighbor Festival. We'll see how I did that.
Yeah.
Madison Good Neighbor Festival is coming Saturday, August 22nd through the 24th, August 22 through 24.
Okay.
Middleton Good Neighbor Festival, that's been going on since 1964. I didn't realize that it was that old.
Wow. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And 2100 Bristol Street, the Fest has moved to a new location, so check out the website.
Oh, it has.
Yeah, yep, they just slightly, but they wanted to let people know. It's a South Beach.
What? You got to walk a little farther.
Wow, man.
It's right by your house.
Bristol Street.
South Beach, it's a pirate summer, so they have a big pirate theme this year. The 22nd, Angels and Outlaws kick it off. The 23rd. Highlights include The Mascot Theory at 5:30, Road Trip, The Reverend Raven and the Chainsmokin' Altar Boys featuring Westside Andy and the Tim Daniels Band. And then the 24th brings Red Hot Horn Dogs. And the Good Neighbor Festival is held last weekend of August at Fireman's Park in Middleton every year. The Mascot Theory They're playing, and the Madison-based Americana band has a Kickstarter for a new album coming up in October. Frontman Eric Kjellin is making a comeback after surgery for potentially fatal brain condition. The new album, Cosmic Hit and Run, it draws from the wreckage of those life-altering experiences and reshapes them into something resonant and unflinching. And I was talking to Eric while he was in the hospital getting this done. I was like, really, I could feel for him, having been there. And no one knows what it's like to hang out and have these crazy surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
But he's all good now, and he's going to be playing with the Mascot Theory. Check him out, themascottheory.com. Let's check out the opening song from their album, Every Sign of Life. This is Piece by Piece from 2024.
Everybody's got a place to hide. Everybody wants their sun to shine. Everybody's on a roller coaster ride. Everybody's got a lesson to be learned. Everybody's skipping lines to take their turn. Everybody cross bridges as they burn. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy. We can build it up piece by piece by piece.
Mascot Theory. They're such a great band.
Aren't they?
Yeah, they're really
this is
good.
A really good song.
Some of the guys from the Lower Fifth are in that band, and it's just really, you know, top quality.
Yep.
And they're making a comeback here this year. You can see them the 23rd of August at the Middleton Good Neighbor Festival.
All right.
And we got one more.
Okay. Got
all
a
right.
couple more minutes here.
Yeah, we got, you know, it's festival season, right?
Yes, it is.
Shanks Corner Block Party. We're gonna move to a block party, not a all festival, right? It's a street fest. It happens August 15th and 16th. So that's right around the corner, 1980 Atwood Avenue on Madison's east side. Think right around the Alchemy Cafe, the Ideal Bar, and the Lake Ridge Bank. There's that little space there. So they put this little festival in there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Highlights include on the 15th, Seesaw, Lou Shields, and Juggernaut. And the 16th includes Work, Salty Dogs, and Jazz Hams. Of course, Work, we know them, right? Multi-Mama Award-winning six-piece funk fusion band from Madison. They were formed in 2016. Frank Loffenberger and the guys, they are really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Let's check a song out right now. This is Work, Dealing with the Devil.
Time it took to get you out of that door. No man left on the floor. Cause the pride and the sin that we knew you had. Tried again, but it made you mad. Kicked and shouted, but it wouldn't break. Tried to change, but it didn't take. Got late started, still they don't care. Cause
Work. Sounds
good. W-U-R-K, right?
Just to make it a little different. Okay.
Great band, and that's what we got going on, guys.
And that sounds really good. I like it when the vocals are up front like that.
Oh,
and Max Inc. All the songs we had today had great vocals. So.
Sounding great.
That's right.
Max Inc. this weekend, right?
That's right. Max Inc. 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday night featuring a local Wisconsin-made music, interviews, and live from the Mad City.
Sounds good. Thank you, Rocker.
Fun. Thank you.
Have a good weekend. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Start the school year off right with a mattress set built just for your student. They'll get a better night's sleep, and so will you with a new Verlo mattress. And they have all kinds of sales going on during back-to-school time through the month of August. So check them out. Verlo Mattress, two locations in Madison, East Side and West Side, or go to verlo.com. Coming up on Monday's show, Pam Yonke returns. Also, Amy Horak from Landscape Gardening Advice. And, John, you ready for the weekend?
I am absolutely ready for it. I will be researching the program for Monday.
Okay. Oh, very good. Okay.
That's my rest period.
Okay. Stephanie Miller is next. We hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday morning here on John and Gordy. So long.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.